is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Local Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Local's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Local Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Local began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Local for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Local Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
You'll be all smiles when you see super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie with special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. See the new Chrysler's, Dodges, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie and see them online at GAIERS.com.
Every day, banks help support us as we turn life's goals into major accomplishments. These are goals like saving for college, opening a small business, purchasing a home, planning a wedding, buying a car, and more. From your first savings account to a new life after retirement, make Osgood Bank your partner through it all. Visit osgoodbank.com today to see about turning your dreams into reality. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, osgoodbank.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerrys.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom and Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Myring, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Myring and Company.
Reese Myring, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Myring's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Myring and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Myring performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Myring for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Myring at 937-295-3813 for Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Myring.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market. and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wayne Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at RegalTrophyAwards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
Here come the Raiders. Again, left corner, Braylon Cordano. Good again! Good again! Three from the same spot for Braylon Cordano. Loose ball rebound, Fark. Fark lets it go from three-point land. Switcheroo! Nolan Fark from downtown.
Downtown, outside town, and all around the countryside. The radio on your phone is tuned to scoresbroadcast.com. We are a hit featuring outstanding boys and girls high school basketball.
Ball thrown foul line to Avery Randall. He's on the arc of the jump shooter. A long one is in by Skylar Albers. Every bit as high as it was deep. Dribbling. Simone put off. Goes to Sherman in the post. Spins, ducks under, banks it down. Pete Sherman. High left, it goes to Mesher. Back door, Colleen, great feed. Colleen, layup, got it. Beautifully done on the play by Victoria Mesher. Outstanding pass. She threaded the needle. Redskins up 10.
Get up for the big games on scoresbroadcast.com. Your Shelby County schools, the Midwest Athletic Conference, Sydney and Lehman.
Rebound, though, goes to McFarland. Fadeaway shot in the paint area. No. Rebound, Chapman up and in. Crowd goes crazy. Lehman fans behind us. Good board work by Justin Chapman.
Much more balanced. 19 points from Hayden Quinter. He was terrific.
Yep.
And they got 12 from Braylon Cordano, star of the future for sure. Then they got 8 from Shappy, 8 from Fissinger. I'm going to go with Hayden Quinter as the player of the game for the Rucci Raiders.
Far right wing, it's Avery Brandewey. Dumps it down inside to the cutter. Colleen Brandewey caught it and scored. Outstanding play. You talk about the chemistry there. Exceptional.
Game after game, scoresbroadcast.com continues to highlight those exciting plays and exceptional players.
Fadeaway jump shot by Aiden Wurman. A 16-footer is no good, but a great offensive rebound stick back by Isaac Ratterman.
My goodness, he is so strong.
Wow. Carter Plyman with a step back 28-footer to start the scoring for the Trojans. He ripped the cords. The ball went right down through the ropes. C.C. Borchers down the left side of the lane. Flips it up with the left hand and makes it. Good play.
She is becoming the complete basketball player.
C.C. Borchers, special player.
I think the officials in a game that's this tightly contested are doing a great job.
My, oh my. Did he get away with the travel? Wow. Rucci bench up in arms. They had a right to be.
So you got to take a shot with at least 5 or 6 seconds so you've got a shot at a putback if you don't make the shot.
Heiser sets a screen for Caleb Maurer. Hop, skipping to jump into the lane. Six footer. It's good. Caleb Maurer has put Fort Lauderdale in the lead. 13 seconds to go. Down to 9, 8. Here's Camden Reese into the lane. Driving, shooting, scoring. Camden Reese scores. Here's Fort Lauderdale in backcourt. They throw it high in the air off the backboard, and Jackson Center wins it on a Camden Reese runner. A bank shot in the lane. Jackson Center pulls it out of the fire.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Good evening to you, high school basketball fans. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee at Garbrey Gym.
We're on the campus of Piqua High School, set to bring you the third game of three here in the Piqua Boys Division 4 sectional on this Saturday evening. Game two just completed, and Sonia knocked out Bradford 77-62. Bradford gave a good account of itself, and Sonia Fine team won it by 15. Many of the young men on the Ansonia basketball team played on that outstanding football squad that nearly beat New Bremen.
Yeah, they were close.
Which went on to win the state championship. Ansonia 72, Bradford, or I should say Ansonia 77, Bradford 62 in the game just finished. In game one that tipped at 4:30 late this afternoon, Jackson Center over Calvary Christian, 49-17. Chase Mullenauer, Nolan Fark, Camden Reese played exceedingly well. 4-2 early on, Jackson Center, then 14-6. A lot of pattern ball from Calvary Christian, Chuck. And then Jackson Center pushed him out. Intensity picked up defensively for the Tigers. Reed Flatfoot.
He had a heck of a game.
He brought the house down with a big-time flush.
Yeah, he had one. He got a breakaway in the fourth quarter, and he was way above the rim. It was just a terrific athletic play.
And game three here tonight, Fort Loramie against Covington. The winner will play Ansonia next Thursday night here on ScoresBroadcast.com. And Sonia waits the winner of this game between Fort Loramie and Covington. Of course, we have seen the Fort Loramie boys all year long numerous times, 8 or 9 at least. We saw Covington play Layman Catholic in the first third of the season at the Layman Catholic gym. Of course, Fort Loramie plays in the Shelby County Athletic League, and the Redskins include the likes of Caleb Maurer. I tell you what, Chuck, the SCAL this year loaded with stellar performers. Carter Plyman, Player of the Year. Caleb Maurer, 19 points a game for Fort Loramie. Jace Mullenauer for Jackson Center. Hayden Quinter for Rushi, just a junior. He'll be back next year.
Yeah, well, I'm just a very talented league, and it always is.
And even more so this season. We'll get to see Caleb Maurer in action here shortly. He's averaging right around 19 points a game, shooting threes at a 46% clip, a 49% field goal shooter overall, 77% from the stripe, 4 rebounds a game, 4 assists a game, just a complete player. Fort Loramie getting stronger and stronger as the season has progressed. Thanks in part to the play of Austin Plyman, he's starting to feel comfortable in the middle. Yep. The big 6'5 senior, 7 points a game, 5 rebounds.
Excuse me. He's playing really, really well, and he's made them into an even better basketball team. The problem for Loramie is going to be depth, and they're going to have to stay out of foul trouble in the tournament and keep everybody healthy because they've only got like 6 guys that they can play.
Fort Loramie Redskins, 16-6 on the year, 7-5 in the Shelby County Athletic League. What a run over the course of the campaign. Beat Midwest Athletic Conference schools 6-1, only setback against the MAC came late in the year at Marion Local. No shame in that. Average margin of victory for Fort Loramie in those 6 wins over MAC teams, about 9 or 10 points.
I think that gave them a tie for the MAC championship with Marion Local.
Fort Loramie, a third place finish in the SCAL, tied with Botkins at 7-5. As I mentioned, 16-6 overall. Of course, Jackson Center and Rushi, both 11-1, sharing the SCAL crown, the Shelby County Athletic League. And had Rushi not knocked off Fort Loramie by a measly field goal in that last Shelby County Athletic League contest of the regular season, Jackson would have won it outright. Fort Loramie would have vaulted ahead of Botkins into third place all by itself. Redskins fell 2 points short, but I think the closeness of that verdict demonstrates how far Fort Loramie has come, Chuck, since getting rid of the shoulder pads way back in the month of December.
Well, they fell behind in that game by 10 points at Rushi, and then they came back. I was really impressed by the effort, and they had a three that clanged off the rim, and then they had a possession where they looked like they got fouled, but there was no foul called. But they played a good game. They gave Rushi everything they wanted.
Redskins have won three of their last four, started the year very quickly, winning six of the initial seven. Schedule toughened up through the middle part of the campaign. Fort Laramie did drop a seven-pointer at Botkins, 47-40. But big MAC victories over Coldwater by 22. A triumph against Margaretta at a neutral site in a special contest played up north. Very good Margaretta club. Fort Laramie won that by 8.
Yep.
A lot of high points throughout the season. New Bremen late in the campaign. 8-point win in OT by Fort Laramie over the Cardinals, which had lost just 5 at the time. So a lot to be proud of this year for the Fort Laramie Redskins. But as Corey Britton told us a few minutes ago, the 9-year head coach for the Redskins, a job not done yet.
Now, they said we need to be playing Thursday night. If we play Thursday night, then that's the next step in our season. So I think tonight they should be fine. But the next game against Ansonia is going to be a tussle.
Don't take the Covington Buccaneers lightly either this evening. We saw Covington, as I mentioned, against Lehman Catholic early in the campaign, and Covington thoroughly outplayed Lehman at a 3-possession lead at the halftime break before faltering over the last two quarters. Evenly balanced scoring from head coach Matt Gibbons' club. Britton Miller, fine player, 12 points a game. Brogan Angle, superb as well, 13 a contest. Bryson Height at 10. Covington was successful against Lehman Catholic in moderating the pace, slowing down the tempo, working the clock, getting good shots. Fired in a high percentage of 60% the first half and was up on Lehman Catholic after two quarters. Simply could not sustain it. I guarantee you, Covington will see a little more intense defense here tonight from Fort Laramie.
Oh, absolutely. The defense they're going to see tonight is nothing that, like the Lehman. That's Laramie and Jackson and Rushi and Botkins. They all just get in your shorts and play defense.
I'd like to remind you about the Fort Laramie long shot raffle for 2023. Drawing held during the Fort Laramie Liberty Days in July. Only 2,000 tickets sold, 80 prizes. Top prize, a 2023 Dodge Ram 4x4 pickup truck from Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Laramie. Hey, you've got a 4% chance to win. As I mentioned, 2,000 tickets sold, 80 prizes, $100 a ticket. To purchase online, go to flathleticboosters.com/raffle. flathleticboosters.com/raffle. Many thanks to our Fort Laramie game sponsors with us here this evening. They're on the air for each and every Fort Laramie contest only. Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, M&A Muffler and Tires, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Laramie. Shout out to the Anna girls who are playing Bethel. That game either has just tipped or is tipping momentarily. It's a sectional championship for the Division III Anna girls down at Northridge. A win tonight would be the 5th and 7th contest for Anna and the 3rd straight in tournament play. Anna on a roll, had a fine campaign, 15-9 to this point, 6-6 in the Shelby County Athletic League. A great first year as the mentor of the program for Randy Huber. He's done a good job guiding the Anna girls team, which lost in the regular season to Rushi by only 6, to Fort Laramie by only 6 once, but 10 the other time. Anna clobbered Botkins late in the year by 20, lost a 9-pointer to Marion Local, was just down 1 with about 3.5 minutes to go in that game. Dropped a close one late in the year to St. Henry. Anna girls very capable of beating Bethel tonight down at Northridge and going on to play for a district championship.
Well, they get such a tough schedule to play during the season.
Yep.
And when they get in against a West Milton and a Bethel, they're not intimidated in the least. They're used to playing the best. So that's why. And Anna historically has been a really good tournament team.
Yep. Anna defeated Brookville in tournament game number 1 by 16, then beat Milton Union by 20. And the opponent tonight down at Northridge is Bethel. Hopefully we'll get Tex on a regular basis from Brian Filling of the Sydney Daily News, who is at that game. We're going to shake a leg and take a little break and return in 2 or 3 minutes. And Sonya victorious in game two here tonight over Bradford, beating the Railroaders, pulling away to win by 15. Jackson Center won the opening encounter of this evening, the 4:30 game, 49-17 over Calvary Christian. We've got more from Pickwa's Garbage Gym, Fort Laramie, and Covington up next. D4 boys sectional from here at Pickwa High School. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee on scoresbroadcast.com.
Eilerman Construction in Fort Laramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet, my wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet.
Mm-hmm.
Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers, they were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at daneilerman.com.
Whether buying or selling a home, rely on one of only a few truly locally owned real estate companies in the entire area. Realty 2000 Group at 100 South Main in Sydney. The real estate professionals at Realty 2000 are dependable and knowledgeable. Tim Gleason and his staff will make the transition go smoothly for you. Their foundation is built on honesty and respect. If you're buying or selling in the area or relocating here, make the move to Realty 2000. Contact us at Realty2000Group.com, 937-492-8055. We're locally owned, your neighbor, with knowledge of the city and county housing market that's second to none. Realty 2000 Group is the number one real estate company in Shelby County. Realty 2000, the region's household name.
This scoresbroadcast.com high school sports presentation is brought to you by these 12 anchor sponsors. American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie, your amazing glass connection. AAG Inc. is the industry's clear choice. Airstream in Jackson Center, expand your career. Join the growing team now at Airstream. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A, your number one insurance agency in the region. Barker, for sure. Clancy's Restaurant on Wapakoneta Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. Local Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Laramie and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution, new and used machines, parts, and service. Schnippel Construction in Botkins, building excellence. I'll bet you didn't know, Schnippel builds Marriott's and Holiday Inns. SecureCom in Minster, SecureCom. Online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. And the Sydney Daily News with the most read sports page around. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. this, the Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee once again here at Pickwa's Garbage Gym. Fort Laramie Redskins up next against the Covington Buccaneers. Chuck, we highlighted Fort Laramie previously, talked about Caleb Maurer, the performance of Austin Kleiman coming on strong. Ryan Holscher, Ethan Kaiser, Logan Eilerman, those three averaging about 27 points a game between them. They're key factors. If you jump at Caleb with a couple of men, any one of those three can score on you.
Yeah.
Ethan Kaiser, especially from long, long distance.
Kaiser and Holscher are both really good long-distance shooters. So you're right. If they come and run at Maurer, they got a lot of options. Eilerman has been playing better and better for them. They've really needed him after Ratterman went out. So, yeah, they're playing real well right now, and they need to make this a easy victory for themselves. So they need to really put the pressure on, get a lead, and then make sure everybody comes out of here healthy.
Hey, if you're head coach Matt Gibbons of Covington, Chuck, what do you do in guarding Caleb Maurer? Do you try to go out beyond each screen and cover him as tightly as you can? Do you drop off coverage down into the top of the circle area? Then he'll step back on you, shoot the three. If you go out on him chest to chest, try to squeeze him a little bit, he'll drive, score, dish. What do you do? Pick your poison, I guess.
Well, yeah, I don't know how you guard him, really. Covington, I don't think they have the athletes to match up. I think we might see some zone out of them. If they don't start that way, I think they're going to probably have to go to a zone at one point in the game. So, they need a good start. Covington needs a good start to the game. They need to get some confidence, and they have to prove to themselves, for the most part, that they can play with Fort Laramie.
Yeah, Covington won just one game in the Three Rivers Conference. I may have mistakenly noted earlier that they played in the Western Ohio Athletic Conference. I'm wrong. Covington is in the Three Rivers with Lehman Catholic. Went 1-13 on the year, did Covington. And did win, though, two of its last four. That league that Lehman Catholic, Three Rivers.
Yeah, they're in with Troy Christian, Miami. Right. He's actually pretty good basketball league.
Oh, yeah. You've got Wes Enos of Miami East, 21.5 a game. Jacob Roth, Miami East, 18.2. Parker Penrod, Troy Christian, 17.1. Baron White, Northridge, 14.9 a game. Cooper Brown of Milton Union, 14.7. That's real stringent competition that Covington has gone up against this year. Wins, by the way, for Covington over Mississinewa Valley and two Shelby County Athletic League schools, Fairlawn and Houston, and a late-season triumph over Tri-County North by 30. Covington did beat Riverside to 7. We saw Riverside against Botkins. Riverside hung around for a quarter and a half, two quarters.
Yeah, not a real good basketball team.
But Covington, stringent schedule. Yeah, record doesn't really tell you too much. One win, that's it, in that tough conference in which Covington has played, and just six wins overall. Fort Laramie can't go to sleep. You got to play them one at a time, and if you're not ready, you might find yourselves under some pressure in the second half.
Well, they saw Ansonia in the first game. I'm sure the kids didn't get any kind of nervousness out of it, but the coaching staff saw a pretty good basketball team. But these kids all need to be locked in on Covington, and they're a better basketball team. But you got to go out there and do something to prove it. Just because you're better doesn't mean you win.
And highlighting that Three Rivers Conference, I failed to mention 6'8" Justin Chapman of Lehman Catholic.
yeah, he's and look at that. I mean, 39 points a game out of the top two scorers for Miami East. Whew, that's impressive. Yeah. I wish I could have got a chance to see them.
Starting lineups and the tip-off upcoming here in just a few minutes. It is Fort Laramie against Covington.
Redskins out of the Shelby County Athletic League. Covington in the Three Rivers Conference. Covington needs a good start, as Chuck noted. We'll have the tip-off to this game very shortly on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at saul-mcgill-and-tangeman-fh.com.
Airstream is seeking production associates to join our growing team. Located in Jackson Center, Ohio, Airstream's employees assemble towable travel trailers and luxurious motorized touring coaches. With record sales and a new state-of-the-art production facility, Airstream is now hiring for numerous general production positions. Work first shift and earn up to $26 per hour with production and attendance bonuses. Visit airstream.com/apply to learn more. Be part of an iconic legacy at Airstream in Jackson Center.
Here in the first half of this game, we'd like to welcome a couple new underwriting sponsors on scoresbroadcast.com. Realty 2000 Group in Sydney, number one in Shelby County, Realty 2000 Group, one of only a few locally owned real estate companies in the area. Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie, we've got a passion for what we do. We protect what you value and give you peace of mind. A couple new underwriting sponsors here in the first half of our game tonight on scoresbroadcast.com. Thanks to our numerous anchors, including LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006 and 7. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. We could not have gotten started back in 2006 and 7 without the assistance from LaCal Equipment. For the Fort Loramie Redskins, Caleb Maurer at a wing, 6'1 senior, 19 points a game. Ryan Holscher, 6'3 senior, at a guard spot. Ethan Kaiser out front, a 5'11 senior. He's at double digits at 10. Logan Eilerman, 6'4 senior, close to 7 points a game. Austin Flyman, 6.5 a contest, 6'5 senior center. That's the opening five for Fort Loramie. Covington Buccaneers in the home white win the opening tap. Britton Miller's got the ball ahead of the key. Right wing to Brogan Angle. Down to Tanner Paulsgrove. He fumbled it in the right corner. Fort Loramie had it momentarily. The officials look at each other, make the right choice. It retains Covington basketball. Down in the corner, it is Bryson Height inbounding for Covington. Height, a starter, 6'2 junior. Paulsgrove, a 5'10 sophomore. Angle, a 5'10 soft. Britton Miller, a 6'1 junior. And the other starter out there for the Covington Buccaneers is Gunnar Kimmel, a 6'1 junior forward. Up Covington threw it in, lost it out of bounds, and Fort Loramie's got it for the first time tonight. 30 seconds gone here in the opening period. Caleb Maurer, 30 feet away, picked up by Tanner Paulsgrove. To Kaiser, to Caleb Maurer, tries to dump it down low for Austin Plyman. It's wide, and it goes out of bounds. Redskins in the road, black, red numbers outlined in white. Covington Buccaneers, white from top to bottom, black Covington across the chest, black numerals. There was a hint of red in the Covington warm-up uniforms. Here is Covington with the ball deep in the right corner. It's Britton Miller. Miller goes airborne in the lane, overshoots it. Rebound Logan Eilerman, Fort Loramie. Backcourt to Caleb Maurer. Maurer sprints up, head of the key. We've played a minute, no score. Fort Loramie nothing, Covington nothing.
Well, Miller drew the assignment to guard Maurer.
35 feet away, it's Holscher. Holscher around height. Holscher running down the right side of the lane, overshot it. Rebound tip to angle of Covington, and he whips a bullet ahead to Miller, out of bounds. Six and a half to go, nothing to show for the scoring.
Little nerves on both sides right now, I think.
Uh-huh. Zip, zip. Clock winding down below 6.5. Fort Loramie nothing, Covington nothing. Fort Loramie's got the ball deep in the left corner. It is Ethan Kaiser on the bounce through the top of the key. Got back to Plyman. Now Caleb Maurer, 35 feet away. Two players run at him, including a second one, height. He's got to give it up to Holscher. Austin Plyman. Here's Ethan Kaiser, 30 feet away. Ball flipped into the paint to Plyman, back to the basket. On the arc to Kaiser. Pulls up at the short corner, baseline right. No good, off the flange. But he's tagged on the wrist, and he'll get two. 5:59 to go, first quarter. We played 2 minutes and a second, and not a point on the board yet. Here is Kaiser getting the ball from the official. Eyes the hoop, fires it, swish. 1-0, Fort Loramie in the lead. Covington Buccaneers from the Three Rivers Conference, and as we noted, it is a standout league this year especially. Covington won just one game in TRC action. Played several clubs tough. Both free throws by Kaiser. Pure, right in. 2-0, Redskins lead. Covington, top of the circle. It's Angle. Far left flank to Heights. Ball comes around to the other side to Paulsgrove. Oh, he feeds a cutter, dashing into the lane. Running shot flipped up by Height. Backboard, rim, no. Rebound Fort Loramie. 5.5 to go, opening quarter, 2-0 Redskins. Holscher's got an opening, starts a drive, can't take it to the rim though. Flips it behind him to Caleb Maurer. Now Plyman sets up top of the circle. Near side to Holscher. Caleb Maurer shoots through the defense, comes out on the other side. Ball thrown to the pivot to Plyman, he's tied up. Good aggressive play by Covington. Redskins keep it thanks to the arrow. 5:14 to go, first quarter, 2-0 game, Redskins.
Plyman needs to work on getting rid of the ball quicker.
Ball lobbed into the lane to Logan Eilerman. He catches, turns, and banks it in from 7 feet away. 4-0 Fort Loramie. Here is Britton Miller dribbling for Covington. Oh, a nice running floater in the paint area. Right through. Beautiful job by Miller. He's a heady player, 12 points a game. 6'1", junior guard for the Buccaneers. 4-2 Fort Loramie. 4:49 to go here in the first. Caleb Maurer sets up in the left corner, then goes baseline, shoots it from 12. It skids off the rim. Rebound Covington. Off and running, Gunnar Kimmel. Throws that back for a teammate. Oh, it's tipped away, stolen by Maurer. Maurer strides to the rim, layup good. 6-2, Fort Loramie. 4:28 to go in the first. Midcourt, Britton Miller for Covington. Good hedge, Boston Plyman. Ball pitched right side to Paulsgrove. On a weave to Angle straight away. Angle's got Kaiser on him. Coming out to catch, Britton Miller. Fakes left, goes right. He's at the elbow, doesn't shoot. Looking for a back cutter. Angle, he's not there. Ball thrown to the far right wing to Height. He jettisons up a three. It grazed iron, went out of bounds in the corner. Foul called against Covington.
It was kind of a little ticky-tack foul, but he bumped him enough that he went out of bounds, so that gave the referee no choice but to make the call.
6-2, Redskins, 3:59 to go here in the first on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Thanks to our Fort Loramie game sponsors, three of them with us, each and every Fort Loramie game only. Thus, we give them a little extra special mention during Fort Loramie contests. M&A Muffler and Tires, Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, and
Thanks as well to Geyers, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram. Ryan Holscher, the beneficiary of a good pass from Caleb Maurer. Back door play, worked to perfection. 8-2, Fort Loramie in the lead. Baseline jumper, Covington, Britton Miller. It's strong. Weak side rebound to Kaiser of Fort Loramie. Chest pass up the floor to Darren Eilerman, who's in off the bench. He's crowded along the baseline. Out back to Caleb Maurer. Long 27-footer. Bingo! Caleb Maurer chucked it in from distance.
Yeah, that was deep.
11-2 Redskins. Covington down the right side. It's Connor Humphrey who's checked in. Humphrey, a 5'9 junior guard. Shot fake by Humphrey. Circles, top of the circle. Gives it up to Kimmel. Right corner, Britton Miller. Ball thrown cross court to Height. He skips into the lane. A running one-hander hit the back rim. Rebound Austin Plyman of Fort Loramie. Long throw down the floor to Kaiser. Out back to Maurer. Nobody on him. Thought about shooting it from distance. Didn't do it, though. Gave it to Holscher, right corner. Back to Caleb on top. Now he tries it. He makes it again. Nobody on Caleb Maurer.
They may want to guard him.
Wow. Covington offering no respect for Caleb Maurer from behind the arc. And it's 14-2 Redskins. 2:22 left in the first on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need a convenient means of traveling a few blocks around town on a street-legal golf cart? How about in the campgrounds or on your own property? Brunson Welding and Golf Carts has the perfect golf cart for you. Many colors and styles, gas and battery-powered, street-legal carts and maintenance carts for your business. Reconditioned inside and out, like brand new. Or if you need parts or want your current cart serviced, let Brunson know. A few thousand people in West Central Ohio own a street-legal golf cart from Brunson Welding and Golf Carts. See the big selection of convenient carts at 13377 State Route 29 Anna in beautiful downtown McCartyville. Check out the golf carts on Facebook too. Call 937-726-3971. Brunson Welding and Custom Golf Carts. We make it even more convenient by delivering right to your doorstep a customized street legal golf cart from Brunson.
It is 14-2, Fort Loramie over Covington. We've got 2 minutes, 22 seconds to go here in the first quarter of play. Contest began slowly, didn't have a point for 2 minutes. And in the last 3.5, Fort Loramie has rattled off 14 quick ones. Covington from the Three Rivers Conference being outplayed here so far by Fort Loramie. Here's a drive into the lane to Miller. Throws into the right corner to a teammate. Long triple try by the Buccaneers. Brogan Angle is no good. Rebound down to Fort Loramie. Caleb Maurer drives. Throws it behind him to Ethan Kaiser. Left available. Deep left corner. And he hoists it in. Kaiser with a line drive shot. A beauty. Maurer set him up. That Caleb's had two or three fine assists so far.
Yeah, he's got two assists and he's got 8 points. Pretty nice start.
17-2 Fort Loramie until that basket below the rim by Connor Humphrey. He was dealt a good pass from Tanner Paulsgrove of the Buccaneers. 17-4 Fort Loramie. Kaiser, who made the last basket for the Redskins from behind the arc, dribbles into the half court. Caleb Maurer pops out to catch. He's at the elbow on the right, scoots down the right side of the lane. On the drive, he is fouled. Again, so many thanks to a couple of new underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. We highlight them here in our first half. We say thanks to Realty 2000 Group in Sydney as Fort Loramie goes to work on the inbounds play on the interior. Caleb Maurer, herky-jerky move up and good off the backboard. 19-4, Fort Loramie. Loose ball, Covington, half court, right corner of the floor. And the officials.
Oh, he missed both of them.
Referees check each other out and say it stays with the Buccaneers.
He took an arm and shoved Maurer to the ground, and the ball went off his leg. So they were 0-2 on that call.
Realty 2000 Group in Sydney, number one in Shelby County. Realty 2000 Group, one of only a few locally owned real estate companies in the entire area. Missed shot by Covington on the inside, but a stick back by Gunnar Kimmel is good. 19-6 Fort Loramie.
My favorite late night talk show host, Kimmel.
Yeah. 43 seconds to go here in the opening period. Too bad there's not a player on the floor named Fallon. If there was a Fallon, I'd say that's my favorite late-night talk show host. 30 seconds left. Caleb Maurer, pitch and catch with Logan Eilerman. Reach-in foul on the Covington Buccaneers.
I'm looking down the bench. I know that Werman, who has been starting for them, he got hurt in that Rushi game and came out of the game, and I don't think he's going to be available tonight. Doesn't look like it.
Is that him third or fourth down on the bench? I'm not sure. Can't tell from here.
Well,
for certain.
We've got Max Maurer. Right? He's sitting there.
You're right. That's Max. 24 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Again, here in the first half, another one of our new sponsors is Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie. As Ryan Holscher goes to work, strides down the lane, no good. Rebound, Darren Eilerman. 10 seconds left, opening stanza. Head coach Corey Britton in his ninth year at Fort Loramie shouts out of play. 2 seconds remaining. High left with it is Logan Eilerman. Didn't get it away. It banged off the front iron. First quarter closes. Fort Loramie 19 and Covington 6. And don't forget Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie. As we noted, another new underwriting sponsor. Roderman, we've got a passion for what we do. We protect what you value and give you peace of mind. Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie, Realty 2000 Group in Sydney, the number one real estate company in Shelby County. Fort Loramie up 13 after a quarter. Back in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
Fall in love with Frisch's new hand-battered chicken tenders, made with all the TLC we can fit into a tender. Each delicious tender is hand-battered in our special recipe, then cooked to order. For extra crispy chicken on the outside and oh-so-tender all-white meat inside. So dip them, crunch them, fall in love with our new hand-battered chicken tenders. Oh, yeah.
Get 3 hand-battered chicken tenders plus fries for only $7.99. Available on DoorDash and Uber Eats.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
Carter Gasson, 6-foot sophomore on the floor here for Fort Loramie as we start quarter number two with the Redskins leading Covington 19-6. Earlier winners, Jackson Center, the number one seed over Calvary Christian, 49-17. And Ansonia defeated Bradford, I think the final score was a 77-62.
Yep.
15-point win by Ansonia. Tough customer, played very well. And should Fort Loramie go on to beat Covington, the Redskins will have their hands full with the Ansonia Tigers next week in round two of tournament play here at Piqua. Buccaneers ball. We initiate action in quarter number two. Ball thrown to Angle. Angle to Paulsgrove. Ball thrown back to Angle, right back to Paulsgrove, who hits a long two-pointer inside the arc. Good-looking jump shot. Kaiser tries a quick one for Fort Loramie. Short. Rebound Covington. Player might have walked entering the lane. Kimmel out of control. Bailed out. Foul on the defense.
Yeah, Logan Eilerman got there, but he got there just a little bit late. That was the correct call.
First. 7:16 to go in the second. Fort Loramie 19, Covington 8.
What a great first name for a basketball player, Gunner.
Yes. Had a next door neighbor named Gunner, and it was my next door neighbor's dog.
Well, that's not a nice thing to say about the kid. He's a pretty good looking kid.
Only that was spelled G-U-N-N-A-R, Gunner. This is Gunner Kimmel of Covington. G-U-N-N-E-R. And he drops both free throws right in. 19-10, Fort Loramie.
They're going to switch to the zone now. 1-3-1, they're going to try to trap him.
You predicted that in the pregame. Here is Holscher out near the timeline. On the bench momentarily, Caleb Maurer for Fort Loramie. Holscher tries to dribble through the trap at the top of the circle, lost the ball. Then Gasson picks it up in the corner, heaves it out of bounds near side court. Buccaneers get the ball back. 9-point lead Fort Loramie, 19-10. Covington got off to a very slow start. What was it, Chuck? 16-2, I think, at one point?
14-2. I mean, it might have got to 16.
So Covington has perked up its play here in the last minute and a half of the second quarter and the close of the first. Here is Kimmel, high left on the bounce. Hands it off on the play to Britton Miller. Deep right corner is Height. Height to Paulsgrove. Tries to dribble through a cluster of black jerseys below the basket. Can't do it. Redskins steal it. Maurer to Holscher to Eilerman. Logan's got it. Deep left corner. 6:20 to go in the second. Fort Loramie 19, Covington 10. Near side, it's Holscher. Holscher swings it straight away to Logan Eilerman. Quick ball action. At the elbow on the left is Caleb Maurer. He's not checked closely. Fades, misses from 16. Long rebound, Gunner Kimmel. Down the floor to Paulsgrove for Covington. See, he uses that shoulder to squeeze space into the lane. Hands to a teammate. Fade away by Britton Miller. No good. Off the rim. Rebound Redskins. Long throw to Holscher in the right corner. Holscher spins. Gives up his dribble. Now to Maurer. Back to Holscher. Long 28-footer from side court. Off the rim. Hit the side of the board. Rebound Austin Plyman. It rolls off. Here comes Covington quickly into the half court. Angle. Left corner. Paulsgrove. And he buries a triple. Fort Loramie needs a timeout. Here comes Covington.
Seven straight here in the second quarter.
Yep, and a run of 11-3 by the Buccaneers. 5:24 to go in the second. 6-point lead now for Fort Loramie. 19-13 on scoresbroadcast.com.
The Gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the Gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
Here come the Redskins into the half court. Caleb Maurer, Ryan Holscher, Ethan Kaiser, left open, launches a three and nails it. Good play for the Redskins out of the timeout. Screen set for Kaiser, and he tossed it in. 22-13, Fort Loramie in the lead by 9, 4:55 to go in the second quarter. Deep right corner three, left-handed shot, long one by Brogan Angle, no good, came down on the opposite side of the rim. Covington was there to clean it up. Fort Loramie fouled.
Had a chance to box out that time, and he stood and watched. I won't mention the name.
Couple free throws here for the Buccaneers.
Gave up an offensive rebound and two shots at the free throw line.
Britton Miller, 6'1 junior, nails the first shot, 22-14, Fort Loramie. 4:46 to go, second quarter. Logan Eilerman out, Darren Eilerman in for the Redskins. Darren, a 6'1 senior. Second shot by Covington's Britton Miller is dead center. 22-15. Fort Loramie's lead trimmed to 7. Forecourt right, Holscher being chased by Paulsgrove. Here's a pass down below the rim to Darren Eilerman. Back out on the arc to Caleb Maurer. He goes to the elbow on the left and overshoots a 17-footer. Rebound pinball to midcourt. It's gobbled up with a dead run by Gunner Kimmel. Kimmel to the rack. Good play by Kaiser and Holscher, who sneaked up from behind, got a piece of it, and the ball went out of bounds.
There's three coaches yelling at Darren Eilerman to shoot the ball. He had a wide open three-footer, and he passed all the way out to the corner.
Inbounded to Height. He gave it up, got it back. Feeds left side of the floor to Britton Miller. Cross court to Paulsgrove for a three. It skids off the iron. Good. Weak side rebound by Height. Height to the three-point shooter. A long left-hander by Angle. It is no good, but he stumbled backwards. I think he was tagged on the elbow when he released it.
Yep, they're giving him three.
Kaiser picks up the foul, 22-15 Fort Loramie. 4:06 to go here in the second. Angle at the stripe for Covington. Dribbles it 3-4 times with the left hand. Flexes the knees and connects on shot number one. Well, if he hits two more, Fort Loramie's lead shrivels to 4. Covington Buccaneers, weathering the storm early on, went down at least 14-2 and battled back.
Well, they were down 19-6 at the end of the quarter.
Right. Second free throw angle, good again. 22-17. Angle receives the bounce pass from the referee below the rim. Dips the knees, swish, a third time in a row. And Fort Loramie's lead is sliced all the way down to 4 points.
Well, they're 7-for-7 from the free throw line.
And that will keep you in ball games, that kind of foul shooting for sure. Here is Fort Loramie in the left corner. Kaiser into the post to Plyman. Plyman turns right in front. He's got it. 24-18, Fort Loramie up 6. Good rally by Covington. Down 13 at the quarter break. Cut it to 4. Here's a miss from the right corner by Paulsgrove. Rebounded by Caleb Maurer of Fort Loramie. Quick pass into Plyman. Plyman goes to work once more. Off the window. Yes, and he's fouled.
That is his strength. Catching it, not having to put it on the floor, and making his move to the basket. And when he does that, he's unstoppable.
Exactly. Yep, that instinctive reaction in the post is usually the best. Well, if you think about it too much, Chuck, you put it on the floor two or three times, well, bad things happen.
Well, you're 6'5", and when you put it on the floor, it makes all the people at 5'10", same height.
Austin Plyman completes the three-point play the old-fashioned way. Fort Loramie up 9, 27-18. Here's Gunnar Kimmel outside the arc, hands it off to Britton Miller. Miller 30 feet away, picked up by Gasson of Fort Loramie. We noted that Carter Gasson, 6-foot sophomore, is in. High left, it's Kimmel. Kimmel on the bounce. He weaves it to Tanner Paulsgrove. He's at the elbow, scoots through the lane. A running hook shot, a dandy. Wow.
He's got a 7-point quarter going.
Tanner Paulsgrove, beautiful move. 27-20 in favor of Fort Loramie. Bad pass by the Redskins in the half court. Covington gets a piece of it. Covington taps it to a Fort Loramie player. It's lost out of bounds.
Kaiser touched it as it was rolling out.
27-20. Fort Loramie by 7 over Covington. That sounds like a football score from a few years ago when the Redskins played the Buccaneers.
Covington had a really good football team a few years ago.
Sure did. 2:45 to go and counting here in the second quarter. Fort Loramie had leads of 12 and then 13 at the end of the period. Covington knifed it to 4. It's now 7. Covington on the attack. It's Britton Miller, near side throw to Bryson Height. Covington milks clock. Very disciplined, patient attack this trip down. High right, Britton Miller. Ball thrown baseline left for Angle. Broken up by Fort Loramie. Ball is hammered out of bounds.
Nice play by the cheerleader. Good hands.
2:17 to go. First half of play, 27-20. Fort Loramie over Covington. Ball being inbounded. Deep left corner, Paulsgrove. Paulsgrove dashes through the lane. Pivots some more. Might have been in there too long. Made a bad pass. Caleb Maurer intercepted. Down the floor, left hand layup. In! 29-20, Fort Loramie. Live ball turnover really hurt. Covington counters. Paulsgrove beneath the basket.
Hey, good looking sophomore, boy. He's having a good heck of a second half.
Good dish off of Bryson Height. He got credit for the assist. Paulsgrove on the deuce. 29-22. Fort Loramie up 7. Ball kicked at midcourt on the play by Covington's Gunnar Kimmel.
I meant second quarter. It's not the second half yet.
7-point lead, Redskins. 1:42 to go here in the first half. Far side of the floor. Holscher inbounding for Fort Loramie. Backcourt to Caleb Maurer. Winner of this game advances to a game against Ansonia. Foul called. Reach in. Covington. It's common. 16 fouls on the Buccaneers. 3 on the Redskins. Yeah, next to Thursday night, Fort Loramie. Should the Redskins win, would return to action against Ansonia. Here's a bounce pass near side to Caleb Maurer. Ball lobbed, right corner, Gasson. Skip to Holscher, deep left corner, Darren Eilerman. Counted by 2 defenders. Back to Holscher, lost it, got it back. Minute 12 to go first half. 29-22 Fort Loramie over Covington. Gaston right corner goes baseline. Defensive foul sliding over late to Buccaneers. 1-1 for Gaston. Carter Gaston, 6-foot sophomore, seeing minutes in this game as head coach Corey Britton tries to offset the loss of Aiden Worman, who's not been on the floor tonight. As you mentioned in the pregame, Chuck, most clubs a player or maybe two deeper than Fort Loramie in terms of minutes logged by men who see action.
Well, Gaston, very good JV season.
Yep.
But there's a difference between JV and varsity. But right now, I'm kind of impressed. He doesn't act like he's nervous. He took a nice jaw to the basket, made the free throw.
Yep, swished it, perfect. 30-22, Fort Loramie up 8. A minute 8 to go here in the first half. Head coach Gibbons of Covington's got to be pleased with his team's performance. Down to 12, then 13 at the end of the first quarter break. Second shot by Gaston. Yep. 31-22. Redskins inch it back out to 9 after Covington had shaved it to 4. 68 seconds to go. Opening half of play. Covington to midcourt. Ball rifled down the left side to Humphrey. Humphrey to Engel. Engel gives it up to Paulsgrove. Paulsgrove, a little over 6 a game. Real good showing by him tonight. Right corner, Britton Miller back to Paulsgrove. Skips through the paint area. Feeds it behind him to Engel, the left-hander. 30 feet away to Miller. Caleb Maurer comes out and guards Paulsgrove. 36 seconds to go in the first half. Fort Loramie up 9. Here's Engel. They get to Austin Plyman. Fakes right, goes left. Deep left corner, 3 by Paulsgrove. High off the flange, Austin Plyman spears the rebound. Hands it off to Caleb Maurer. On the gallop up the floor. Knocked away from behind. Kaiser gets it back. Hits Austin Plyman sliding down the lane. His arm is grabbed. Good play by Austin to take it right to the cup. Two-shot foul. Height tagged him on the arm. 14.1 to go first half. Fort Loramie up 9. Austin Plyman toes the charity stripe for the Redskins, who are ahead by 9 points. Austin, a good free throw shooter, fine stroke for a young man 6'5". That one is rattling and stays in the cylinder. 32-22, Fort Loramie has edged back on top by double digits. Final 14 seconds, first half. Second shot by Austin. Deep breath. Couple three taps on the floor. Shots away. In again. Austin Plyman pumps in 2. 33-22. Fort Loramie up 11. Here's Covington on the dash down the floor. It's Miller. And Miller is upset, spilled in the half court. Common on Fort Loramie, which has played defense tonight, committing just 4 fouls.
Yeah, that was Holzer's second, so they're going to bring Gaston back in. He got unfortunate. He might just clipped his heel a little bit, but they had to call the foul.
Gaston overplays on the inbounds by Covington and rams the ball into the first row. 8.5 left, second quarter. Fort Loramie ahead by 11. On the arc, it's Paulsgrove. Gives it up deep right corner to Height. Height below the rim for Miller again. Fort Loramie overplays this time. It was Logan Eilerman. He jumped the pass, swatted the ball out of bounds. 3.4 left. Redskins up 11. Covington will throw in. Fort Loramie's got to find Paulsgrove or Engel. Oh, it's fed right below the basket. It's dropped. Picked up by Plyman. Midcourt to Kaiser. Long, high-arching floater off to the right. No good.
And the first half close is out. Fort Loramie up 11, 33-22 over Covington. Here at the halftime break, from storm doors to garage doors, the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi offers the winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality building components. For these two teams tonight, there are key building components indeed. We felt Covington needed to start fast, not get behind. Tell you what, that Fort Loramie started quickly, forged a 19-6 first quarter lead. Tribute to Covington. The Buccaneers have fought back, cut it to four. It's now 11 here at the halftime break. The Buccaneers need to do a little better job shadowing Caleb Maurer of the Fort Loramie Redskins. Those are the key building components for these two teams tonight. Remember, the finest building components from Francis Schulze and Rushi can provide you with storm doors and garage doors, which also display that winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency. Francis Schulze and Rushi, well known for providing the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Francis Schulze, the winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency. Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been a part of Ohio for over 100 years. Four convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake, plus the latest up-to-date technology. We support our customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing the people and businesses with the best services a community bank has to offer. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com. I'd like to remind you to put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all of your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Now Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice, clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum in Minster, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire, request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. That's B-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com. 1-800-776-3097, 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work. Halftime here at Pickwa's Garbery Gym, 33-22 Fort Loramie over the Covington Buccaneers. Our halftime report brought to you by Schnipple Construction and American Architectural Glass, Schnipple and Botkins, AAG in Fort Loramie. Chuck, let's check out the numbers.
Not a lot of team stats in the first half. 9-8 rebounding advantage for the Buccaneers. 3-1 on the offensive boards. That tells you the effort that Covington's putting into the game. Six turnovers for the Bucks. The Redskins turned it three times. Both teams perfect from the free throw line. Covington 7 of 7. Loramie 6 of 6. 7 of 7 also, because I can't add. So both teams 7 of 7 from the free throw line. Individual scoring, Covington led by sophomore Tanner Paulsgrove. He has 9 all in the second quarter. And they got 4 each from Miller and Kimmel. They got 3 from Angle and 2 from Humphrey. They scored 6 and 16 in the second quarter. Good second quarter for Covington. On the other side, Maurer had 12. They got 8 from Kaiser, 7 from Austin Plyman. Then they got 2 each from Holscher and Logan Eilerman and Carter Gasson. They were 19 and 14, and they lead at 33-22 at the half.
We're about 6 minutes or so away from the start of our third quarter. Fort Loramie ahead by 11. Redskins started out very intense. Good strength, but Fort Loramie displayed early on. Then I thought the Redskins might have relaxed a little bit. Give Covington credit. They seized the opportunity to get back in the game.
Well, they couldn't guard them man-to-man, and they went to zone in the second quarter, and the zone pushed Loramie out and caused them to not run as good of efficient offense as they did in the first quarter. And it helped Covington. They got a couple of turnovers and some baskets at the other end.
That is our halftime report.
brought to you by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie and by Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Redskins up by 11 over the Buccaneers on scoresbroadcast.com.
The new $35 million FC Cincinnati soccer facility is spectacular, and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie played a major role in its futuristic look, said Mike Spencer, AAG Field Superintendent.
AAG, by completing such a state-of-the-art project, is leading the way and raising the bar of excellence for FC Cincinnati and other soccer clubs to follow.
Well, I'm a big soccer fan.
Okay.
And kudos to FC. This new soccer complex is beautiful.
Well, you're looking at a project completed by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Well, kudos to them, too. Their glasswork is amazing. It's gorgeous.
At the new FC soccer training facility, AAG installed over 14,000 square foot of exterior aluminum framing and glass.
And AAG completed a lot of interior glass work too, Mike.
Yeah, we completed more than 10,000 square foot of interior glazing, including mirrors, custom glass, and aluminum office frames.
And in 2019, AAG renovated the B deck at Ohio Stadium, the home of the Buckeyes.
AAG turned the creative dreams of Ohio State and FC Cincinnati into reality.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Their glass work is amazing.
AAGInc.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnipple Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for seven decades.
It was back in 1953 and three generations ago when the foundation of Schnipple Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnipple began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnipple, the president of Schnipple Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnipple Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnipple is really proud to continue to build excellent while making the owner's visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnipple is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippleconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's SCHNIPPEL, Schnipple Construction in Botkins, building excellence.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tip City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tip City, and many other locations, six states.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
And we welcome you back to Pickwa's Garbrey Gym on the campus of Pickwa High School. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. Half minute away from the start of a third quarter of the third game of three here tonight at Pickwa. 33-22, Fort Loramie over Covington. Jackson Center defeated Calvary Christian easily. 49-17 in game one. And Sonia top Brantford 77-62 in game two. Botkins and Lehman are set to play next Tuesday at 7:30. Airtime at 7 here on scoresbroadcast.com. If Fort Loramie holds on to beat Covington here tonight, Redskins would play Ansonia next Thursday, 7:30 tip. Airtime 7 o'clock here on scoresbroadcast.com. Let's give some love to Fort Loramie, Jackson Center, Rushi Botkins girls. They compete in sectional finals Monday at Sydney. Fort Loramie, Jackson Center preceding Rushi Botkins. I think that's the order of play at Sydney High School on Monday. So congrats to those four teams for reaching sectional final action at Sydney High School on Monday. Understand that Bethel jumped out on Anna in Division III sectional championship play tonight down at Northridge. 16-7 Bethel after one.
Ooh.
Spent a few minutes there at halftime, Chuck. Chatted with Jerry Worman, Aiden Worman's father. Aiden's got a tendon injury in the lower leg. It's nagging him. Can't run like he would prefer to, and it's day-to-day, game-to-game. That's why we don't see Aiden tonight.
Yeah, I'd love to have him back, but he needs to be healthy.
We start the third quarter of play. Fort Loramie pounds the ball down inside. Logan Eilerman is bumped from the backside over the shoulder against the Buccaneers. While Logan was shooting, he hits one of two at the stripe. And the lead for Fort Loramie is 12, 34-22. Here's a long three ball pumped up there by Covington. It is off to the left, no good, as Angle couldn't get it to go down. Ethan Kaiser gets a pass in the deep right corner, misses for Fort Loramie. Rebounded by the Redskins on the inside. Thrown on the arc to Caleb Maurer. He cannot connect. Fort Loramie misfiring on two straight triples.
Austin Blyman came out of nowhere. That was a great offensive rebound. They just didn't capitalize on it.
You're right. 6:55 to go in the third quarter. Fort Loramie led 33-22 at the half. It's 34-22 as we start the third. Long triple try by Angle at Covington. Grazes iron. Rebound down to Holscher of Fort Loramie. That shot was short. Redskins try to go up by 14 or 15 here. They lead by 12, 34-22, 90 seconds gone in the third quarter. Second half starting much like the first half. Not much shooting or scoring at the outset. Here's Ryan Holscher penetrating the arc. Little stop shot from 12 is good.
This is the same defense that New Bremen played against Loramie late in the season. And in the second quarter, they had Maurer up on the perimeter.
Yeah.
They've now put him in the middle like they did against New Bremen. I think that's going to be more effective.
And it was effective last two quarters against the Cardinals.
Sure was.
Good drive to Tanner Paulsgrove of Covington as he angled through the lane, got a reach-in foul from Kaiser while shooting. And he pitches the free throw up and in. 36-23, Fort Loramie by 13. 6:07 to go in the third. Second shot by Paulsgrove. He flips that one up. Front rim, backboard, front rim rolling around, going in.
He's got 11.
Kind of like Tanner Paulsgrove, 5'10 sophomore. That's about whom we're speaking, right, Chuck? 11?
Yep.
11-point night working. 36-24, 12-point game. Fort Loramie in the lead. Holscher 25 feet away. Now Caleb Maurer dribbles into the left corner. Hand off to Plyman. Plyman pulls up. Little one-hand runner from 10 off to the left. Rebound Covington. Cherry picking other end. Trying to make a reverse layup is Bryson Height. It's no good. And here comes Fort Loramie on the attack. Deep right corner, Kaiser. Kaiser to Holscher between the rings. Being checked out high by Angle. now greeted by Gunnar Kimmel of the Buccaneers. Ball thrown to the elbow on the left to Caleb Maurer. Herky-jerky move down the lane, up and in off the glass with the left hand.
Yeah, they can't guard him when he catches the ball in the middle of that zone, that's for sure.
Here is Fallsgrove entering the paint from the right flank. Challenge, shoots, misses, short. Here comes Fort Loramie. Quickly Kaiser in the right corner to Maurer. Logan Adaman for three. In and out. Tough break. Oh, what a rebound by Austin Kleiman. Austin Kleiman looked like he was 7 feet tall. He's 6'5", got off the ground, used every inch of that long right arm.
Look at those arms. He's got a wingspan of probably about a 6'10 kid.
And he tipped the ball back to himself and banked in a short shot to make it 40-24 in favor of Fort Loramie. With 4:37 remaining here in the third quarter, Logan Adaman fouls out high. Two team fouls on the Redskins, one on the Buccaneers. Logan Adaman comes off. And Fort Loramie now has surged to its biggest cushion of this game. Wheeling and turning, baseline left is Britton Miller. Athletic shot, no good off the heel. Rebound knocked out by Covington, and the official says it's white ball. Buccaneers will throw it in.
I'm glad this isn't a close game, but they've not been real strong officiating.
Deep left corner, Britton Miller. High right to Angle. Angle dishes behind him to Bryson Height. Carter Gasson back on the floor. He's guarding Height at the moment. Straight away, Miller goes to the foul line. Jumping, shooting, swishing. Good move by Britton Miller. 40-26, Fort Loramie over Covington.
This whole team for Covington comes back next year.
Tell you what, I like the shooting touch everywhere on the floor.
Yeah, they've improved a whole bunch.
Boy, they need a big man.
Yeah.
Maybe they can use some NIL money and recruit one. We got a Covington miss down to our left, or down to our right, I should say, after an errant pass by Fort Loramie. Caleb Maurer just snagged the rebound for the Redskins. Long cross-court throw to Kaiser. Kaiser jacks up the three, wide right. Rebound to Miller. Miller for Covington. Four-court right to Angle. His triple is on the money. Full timeout Covington, which creeps back within 11. 3:28 left to go here in the third quarter. Redskins up 40-29. Are you looking for work? Well, let Spherion go to work for you. Spherion, a national recruiting and staffing leader with a local focus on putting you on the job and in a career. Right now, Spherion is hiring for many different kinds of positions, including general laborers and clerical associates who earn up to $24 per hour, GED not required. Spherion's got 20 offices throughout Ohio, including offices in Sydney, Buffalton, Kenton, St. Mary's, Lima, and Findlay. Go to applyohio.com. Register today. applyohio.com. Spherion, it works. It will work for you, too. Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie, right across from Brookins. 40 years doing business, giving you your best do. Owner and stylist Deb Gubo, stylist Kathy Wilson, Chris Teagle, Renee Mesher. Open Monday through Saturday at Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie. Yep, 40-year styling at Cutaway. Our experience, your style. We will help you create the style you want. Walk into Cutaway, come out styling at Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. 40 years doing business at Cutaway Styling Salon. Yep, a nice little series of points, but Covington, five in a row. The 11-point advantage, Fort Loramie, 40-29. Final 3:16, third quarter. Ball whisked around the top of the circle by the Redskins. One pass after another. Kaiser's available, misses a three. Long rebound, Redskins. Holscher from three. No, off the flange. Rebound, Caleb Maurer. Baseline left to Gasson. To Caleb Maurer on the arc. Shot fake. Shoots the free throw line jumper. No. Rebound, Covington. Buccaneers, long heave. Much too high. Intended for Angle. Coming in from the right corner.
Well, Army getting good looks. They're just not shooting it well.
Covington missed a chance there. Empty possession. Not even a shot. after Fort Loramie blew three. Covington could have gotten it down to single digits. Deep right corner, Gaston for the Buccaneers, or I should say for the Redskins. Cross court to Holscher. He fakes right, goes left. Oh, a nifty drive to the basket by Ryan Holscher.
He has turned into a really good offensive player for Fort Loramie.
Shake and bake move there by Holscher for two, 42 to 29. Here's Covington countering, ball thrown into the post to Height. Turnaround shot, rolls off the rim, rebound Fort Loramie. Quickly Holscher left corner, a long launch, in and out. Oh my goodness, strong rebound below the rim by Kaiser, and he's bumped from the backside. Kaiser will get two. Holscher almost airmailed in that triple.
I don't know how it came back out.
42-29, Fort Loramie leads, 2:10 to go here in the third quarter. Kaiser at the stripe, got a pair coming. He makes it. An unorthodox free throw shooting stance.
Puts his foot, his left foot back behind his right foot.
Yep.
But he's got good follow through, so and that's really what matters.
Right foot toes the line, left foot is at an angle off to the side. A good 15 inches behind the right one.
It looked like my batting stance because I was afraid of the curveball.
Yeah, that was my golfing stance in the fairway. Never.
Yeah.
The rough, always. Kaiser makes both shots. Oh, look at that maneuver below the rim by Paulsgrove of Covington. Woo! One of the prettiest maneuvers of the night in the paint area.
Yeah.
The smaller Paulsgrove at 5'10", faked out two Redskins, went below their arms, and laid it in off the window. Jump shot by Holscher, no good. Rebound Logan Heidemann, no good. Holscher follows again. Foul called on Covington. 44-31, Redskins. A minute 37 to go here in the third quarter.
Covington coach upset, and he should be, because there was two definite rebounding fouls on Loramie that possession.
Yeah, it looked like Fort Loramie might have been overly aggressive with contact. Foul shot by Holscher's too hard. Going to tell you all about Anna Market momentarily. If you'd like a first-class dining experience at home, well, the Anna Market can be at your service. Chairman's Reserve Meats from the Anna Market provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cut. Holscher does not connect on either free throw. Covington gets the rebound. Barreling down the floor, Britton Miller pulls up outside the lane on the right. Banked it. No. Rebound Fort Loramie. 13-point lead, Redskins. A minute 20 left in period number three. Anna Market, the only market around, offering you Chairman's Reserve high-quality meats within a two-hour drive from Shelby County. Chairman's Reserve at the Anna Market. Here's a long three by Kaiser, right flank. Bingo! Kaiser for a triple for Fort Loramie.
He's had a lot of good looks. You've got to keep shooting the first shooter.
The lead 12-16. Paulsgrove throws into the right corner. Scrum for a loose ball. Is it a foul, a travel, a jump? What's called? Held ball. Arrow favoring Covington down to our right. 50.6 to go here in the third. 47-31 Redskins. And the ball is inbounded by Covington to Brett Miller. Holscher reaches around and fouls his third.
It looked pretty clean, but I guess as an official, you see them come over to the side. They tend to call it.
Height inbounds, 30 feet away to Miller for Covington. Gets a screen, goes foul line, jumping, shooting. He hits it. Brent Miller's got a patented 15-16 footer. He's trying to make a living on that shot tonight, doing quite well. 14-point game, Fort Loramie leads. 30 seconds to go, third quarter. Holscher slings it cross court. Left corner, Kaiser, left open. Good! Kaiser from downtown.
Great ball movement that time.
Yep, it was quick, expeditious, accurate. Kaiser caught it in shooting position. 10 seconds left, third period. Turnaround Jay in the lane, but Covington in by Heights. Nice twisting, turning jump shot. Timeout, Buccaneers. 5.4 to go here in the third. And Fort Loramie leads it 50-35 over Covington. Hey, don't forget the Anna Market offers Chairman's Reserve. Outstanding beef and pork cuts. Only market around within a two-hour drive that does so. Plus, the Anna Market provides you with delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce. For your entree, choose from the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. The marbling and rich flavor of the prime and premium beef make a big difference in taste. So do the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork. The strict standards of Chairman's Reserve meats guarantee you an excellent eating experience. Dine at home. Make it first class. Shop at the Anna Market. That, Chuck, was an unusual timeout by Covington, which called it with just several seconds to go in the third quarter after making a basket.
5 seconds. I'm not sure he realized how much time was on the clock. But that leaves them with two, so they're not in terrible shape. But kind of a strange timeout.
Well, it will be Covington ball in backcourt. Covington called the timeout. Fort Loramie possession after the made Buccaneer goal. Redskins have got to go 94 feet. They gave Fort Loramie a chance to draw something up.
Right.
Let's see what transpires. Darren Eilerman, the playmaker, nobody on him, 94 feet away from the Redskins basket.
He can move on the baseline. He doesn't have to just stand there. He can move on the baseline.
Darren pitches to midcourt, intercepted by Covington. Covington will get a three at the buzzer. It's off to the right by Height. Buccaneers track down the board in the corner as the third quarter ends. Fort Loramie 50 and Covington 35 at the end of three periods. Jackson Center Pro Hardware, 112 East Pike in Jackson Center, your local Pro Hardware store, 20% off DeWalt Power Tools. That's right, DeWalt Power Tools, a big special at Jackson Center Pro Hardware. You get 20% off the price and free granite countertops for your kitchen with the purchase of kitchen cabinets, which are priced 50% less than what the big box stores charge. 13 colors and styles to choose from for kitchen cabinets at Jackson Center Pro Hardware, 112 East Pike, and 20% off white and gray shaker cabinets. They'll be in stock in just a few weeks. They're beautiful. They're coming in just around the corner for springtime. Jackson Center Pro Hardware, 112 East Pike at Jackson Center. Special pricing, professional service at your Pro Hardware store. Tell Darren Yinks you heard about it on scoresbroadcast.com. We start the fourth. Fort Loramie has not put this game away yet. Understand that the Anna girls have made a terrific comeback and enter the fourth quarter with a four-point lead over Bethel.
Go Rockets.
Down at Northridge. Bethel had 16 points at the end of one. Bethel scored 9 points combined in the second and third quarters. Anna Rockets close to pulling off a big upset down at Northridge in the D3 Girls Sectional Championship. Here's Caleb Maurer starting the fourth quarter for Fort Loramie. He explores the lane, probes his way to the rim, hacked on the arm, and he'll get two.
Down 15, Covington's had to go back to their man because Loramie would not attack that zone.
Right.
So, and they don't have anybody that can guard Maurer.
How many points for Caleb tonight, Chuck?
He's got 14, and Kaiser's got 16.
Free throw by Caleb Good. So Caleb Maurer, Ethan Kaiser now tied for scoring honors.
16-15 right now. He needs to hit this free throw
to make it 16 all.
Yep, and then Blyman's got 9.
Shot good again by Caleb Maurer. He and Ethan, 16 apiece. 52-35, Fort Loramie ahead by 17. 7:32 to go here in the fourth. Covington attacking forecourt right. It is Britton Miller. Baseline right to Paulsgrove. Look at him go to work. All the way to the rack for a deuce. Paulsgrove, boy, speedy.
I don't remember him against Lehman, so he sure has improved.
Yep, he was on the floor probably 28 minutes out of 32, but did not have a good scoring night against Lehman. There's Darren Eilerman. Nice post play for Fort Loramie.
Yep.
Banked in a six-footer.
That's good to see. He's a good athlete.
Oh, wow. What a steal. Brian Holscher took the pass right away from Britt Miller. Miller, top of the key, went up high to throw it to the post. And Holscher yanked it right away from him. Down the floor to Darren Eilerman, inside to Logan. Logan muscles toward the basket. Foul, Covington. Two free throws, Logan Eilerman. Redskins up 17, 54 to 37.
Well, you made the comment about Covington and what they got coming back, but they don't have any size, and that's what's really hurting them here right now.
Free throw good by Logan Eilerman.
Connor Humphrey checking into the game for Covington.
Well, if you are the Covington Buccaneers and you are several boys below that D4, D3 line.
Squad and recruit. It works in Division IV.
Yep, open enrollment. Transfer someone in. But, boy, it's sure changed the college game, hasn't it? It's almost like pro basketball.
Yeah, it's hard to figure out who the heck's left. I just saw where two of Ohio State's best volleyball players have transferred, both of them now going to go to Penn State, which is really strange to me.
And Penn State is somewhat of a factory for volleyball, but it really does not seem fair, nor is it ethically sound as an athlete to do that.
Should not be able to transfer in. If you're going to let them go, they shouldn't be able to transfer in the same conference.
Well, while we have been gabbing, Fort Loramie's lead has swelled to 19, 56-37, 6:13 to go here in the fourth quarter. Jackson Center won the first game today, started at 4:30, beating Calvary Christian by a score of 49-17. And then Ansonia topped Brantford 77-62. Another big bucket for the Redskins, Chuck.
Yeah, that was a pass from Maurer to Holscher. Holscher almost had the dunk.
Ryan on the finish. Here's a poor pass in the right corner by Covington. Errantly thrown by Miller, and the Redskins make the steal. 21-point spread, 58-37. Fort Loramie opens up the floor. Caleb Maurer drives. Acted like he was fouled. Official didn't buy the Emmy. Loose ball. Maurer got it back and stuck it in.
Got himself a putback and an offensive rebound.
23-point difference. Covington fumbles the ball in the left corner. Out of bounds. Off angle. Timeout called. 5:23 to go. 60-37. Fort Loramie over Covington. Hey, Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center. 101 East Pike and Jackson Center does it all and very well, too. A full line of prescriptions and over the counters, plus local delivery to Jackson Center and Botkins. Medications packaged up a day in time. Walk-in flu and virus vaccines from 2 to 5 Monday through Friday. Open 10 to 6 Monday to Friday. Closed 1 to 2. Open 10 to 1 on Saturdays. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center, located at 101 East Pike in Jackson Center. Phone 937-596-8100. 937-596-8100. In-store shopping, curbside pickup. Doing everything well to keep you well at Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness.
I see the Pickwell basketball team has returned. They got their first tournament win in 7 years and the best record since the 86-87 season where I was on the bench with the Indians.
And that's why the record was so good. You were on the bench.
No, Dave Zeller wasn't. The players were the reason, trust me.
5 minutes, 12 seconds to go, fourth quarter. Clubs return to the floor after the timeout. Holscher angling down the lane. Was kind of side-pedaling toward the basket contact. He met resistance. It's not a charge. It's a defensive foul on the Buccaneers. Miller, Holscher at the stripe. He's got the one-and-one for Fort Loramie, which has expanded the difference in this game to 23 points, 60-37. Tell you what, Chuck, I will say this. This Covington team, compared to when we saw the Buccaneers play Lehman Catholic early in the campaign, has really improved all over the floor. Gave a good account of themselves against Covington in the first quarter and a half, and then withered the last two and a half quarters of that game. But tonight, you've seen improvement
individually among three or four players, we've commented throughout the game
on
who they are, Paulsgrove especially. But as a unit, as a team, it's far better. Missing a big man, though, as we've noted. Covington driving down the lane, running shot by Britton Miller. No good, foul on the play against Fort Loramie. 62-37 after a couple of Redskins made free throws down to our left. I was not vigilant enough, Chuck, to observe who made those last two foul shots.
It was Holscher. Ryan Holscher.
Ryan Holscher dropped those in. Free throw way short by Britton Miller of Covington.
I think they call that an air ball.
Four team fouls on Fort Loramie. Miller was fouled in the act of shooting. Next shot is in. Understand that the Anna girls have come from behind, trailing by as many as 11 early on, and beat Bethel by four.
Good for them.
Here comes Fort Loramie's Ryan Holscher down the lane, leaves it for Logan Eilerman. Deep three, right corner, bullseye. Austin Plyman, 50, not 35.
What a nice stroke that was for the big kid.
Austin Plyman poured it in from long range. He can shoot it from outside, no question about it. Here is Covington attacking, down 27, 65-38. Paulsgrove in the lane, is handcuffed and fouled. Good call by the referee. Yeah, Austin Plyman can pop out and shoot the three, and I'm sure that Corey Britton continues to install those kinds of sets which free up Austin at long distance. And if he's not challenged, he's got the green light.
Well, he can shoot over top of you, and he does have a nice stroke.
Here is Covington shooting the three from the right corner, right on target. Wow. Rogan Angle, 5'10", sophomore. He nailed a trifecta.
I'm going to go back to Plyman for a second. I don't think in my years of coaching and watching basketball, I've seen a kid improve more than he has this year.
Here's a drive into the lane by Caleb Maurer. Good dish off, low on the left to Gasson. Shot short, no good. Rebound deflected midcourt, out of bounds off the Redskins. Buccaneers possession, 3:51 to go in the fourth. 65-41, Fort Loramie.
Yeah, Gasson kind of short-armed that. He's not, like I said, there's a difference between JV and varsity, but he'll learn.
Again, in case you missed our announcement, the Anna girls have rallied from down double digits to beat Bethel by four at Northridge. Here is a slam dunk with the left hand by Ryan Holscher. He took a pass from Caleb Maurer. It was a three-on-one break, and Holscher with the left hand drilled a flush, barreling in from the left wing. Long three ball by Covington. Yes, sir. Connor Humphrey retaliates. 67-44, Fort Loramie. 3:12 to go here in the fourth. Maurer, 35 feet away. Hangs on. Bounces. Picked up by Britton Miller. Hand off to Kaiser. Kaiser high dribble. Left corner Gasson. On top to Holscher. Redskins spread the floor. Up 23. Holscher enters the lane area. Low on the left to Gasson. Extra pass to Holscher for the layup. Fort Loramie spreading the wealth. Good passing all over the floor in that sequence.
Yep. Well, Holscher's at 14 now also.
2:36 to go. Redskins up to 69. Covington tries to throw to the post. Low on the right. Shot muscled by Miller. Short, no good. Rebound, good. Britton Miller for two. Timeout, Coach Gibbons of the Buccaneers. 69-46, Fort Loramie. 2:24 to go here in the fourth. I'd like to remind you about Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center, an independent firm offering coverage through several companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group. Ohio Mutual retains the small town location and values on which it was founded. It's a leader in property and casualty insurance. Give Allen Ball Insurance a call at 937-596-6712. They'll be more than happy to meet with you, to know you, and understand your insurance needs. Agents Greg and Ryan Woolley, they are trusted, offering individual and personalized service and attention that you trust and need to be assured you are properly insured. Trust and count on Allen Ball Insurance, A-L-L-E-N-B-A-U-G-H, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center, doing business for over 55 years in person with a handshake. Fort Loramie inbounding from way down to the right, leading by 23. 2 minutes, 20 seconds to go here in the fourth quarter. Redskins up and over the timeline. Baseline right, it's thrown. New player on the floor for Fort Loramie as a three ball is chucked in by Caleb Maurer. Is that Carson Plyman out there? Yep. I think that is. 6'7" senior?
Yeah.
52.
Yep.
72-46 in favor of Fort Loramie as Covington answers with a three ball. Connor Humphrey airmails one in from the right part of the floor. Minute 45 left. So many thanks to our Fort Loramie game sponsors. These three on the air with us for each and every Fort Loramie game on scoresbroadcast.com. We salute Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, M&A Muffler and Tires. And we say thank you to Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. You know, you'll be all smiles when you see the super deals on new and pre-owned cars at Geyer's. Customer pricing always. You see, when Gus Geyer started Geyer's, he was smiling too, treating every customer with great service. He's still smiling today because the three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. See the new Chrysler's, Dodge's, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie. See them online too at Geyer's, G-A-I-E-R-S, Inc.com.
Good drive by Maurer that time. Maxwell Maurer got the basket.
Two-pointer for him. Maxwell Maurer off the bench. Caleb's brother, 74-49. Fort Loramie leads by 25. And here is Covington counteracting. Shot is in down low on the left block. Good two-point field goal by the Buccaneers. Well done by Kyan French, 6'1 sophomore. Kissed one in off the window to make it 74-51 with a minute and a second to go here in the fourth quarter of this game. Fort Loramie will advance on to a Thursday tilt, 7:30 tip next week. Airtime Thursday at 7, Fort Loramie against Ansonia. Free throw by French, no good. Fouled in the act of shooting. Chance for a three-point play the old-fashioned way is Knicks. Rebound punched out of bounds, far side of the floor by the Buccaneers. Redskins bring it up, and it is Carson Plyman low on the left. He's open, and he lays it in. He got a good pass. Nifty throw from outside the arc. He dropped it home. 38 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. Covington hoists up a long three, short. Rebound baseline right by the Buccaneers. Knocked out by Fort Loramie. Half minute remaining. Fort Loramie 76 and Covington 51. Another substitution for Fort Loramie. Few changes for the Redskins as we try to track down numerals. Plyman was on the floor for a field goal. He comes off.
No, he's now got everybody into the game. There's a couple of them I don't have in the book.
Noah Manier is in, 6'3 junior. Here's a shot on the inside, but Covington laid up once, twice, missed. Rebound Kimmel a third time. Knocked out of bounds by Fort Loramie. 23.7 to go here in the fourth quarter of this game. Covington inbounding below the backboard. Fed on the arc to the three-point shooter who fires it and makes it. Humphrey buries one for the Buccaneers, 76-54.
Got three here in the fourth quarter.
Head coach Corey Britton of Fort Loramie pleased with 76, not pleased giving up 54 to the six-win Buccaneers with only one win in the Three Rivers Conference this season. Here's a deep three by Fort Loramie from deep in the left corner. It is good by Noah Manier. He sinks a triple try just before the buzzer sounds. He was inbounds nearly off the court, caught it, and sank it from long range to lift Fort Loramie to a 78-54 final score win over the Covington Buccaneers. It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires. get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, free pickup and delivery. Phone 937-295-3971. Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of. Do you need the right solution for true comfort at your home or place of work? Well, call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb techs are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel perfect the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243. It's Mike Holdhouse at 937-295-3243. Or set your appointment for true comfort online on the web at TomJerrys.com. Well, the stage is now set, Chuck, for a couple of big second-rounders in this Pickwood D4 sectional next week. Lehman and Botkins tip it off next Tuesday at 7:30, and Sonia and Fort Loramie tip it off next Thursday at 7:30. The first games, each of those two nights, Rushi Triad on Tuesday at 6, Jackson Center Fairlawn on Thursday at 6. So we're down to 8 by my count, 2, 4, 6, 8. Down to 8 left in the Pickwa D4 sectional tournament. Again, scores tonight, 49 to 17, Jackson Center over Calvary Christian in game one, 77-62, and Sonia defeats Bradford in game number two. And Fort Loramie downs Covington here in our third game. Final tally once again, Chuck?
I don't know. I got to count. I forgot to write it down.
It was a 23-point spread at the final conclusion, as the scoreboard has been turned off.
Well, it looks like they scored 30 points in the fourth quarter. Hang on here. 5, 6, 7. So 5.
Hey, your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got 4 warehouses that stock hundreds of brands for your home. Dickman's got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. We take pride in being family-owned and operated for over 65 years. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, 4 locations, 1 solution. From lighting to conduit, Dickman's got a wide range of products in stock and ready to ship at a great price. In Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, DickmanSupply.com. And Chuck, have we arrived at a final score?
79-51.
Wound up being a 28-point difference, 79-51. That Redskins stretch it all the way out to their biggest margin of the night, 28 points at the final buzzer. 28-point win by Fort Loramie over Covington, 79-51. And much closer than that throughout the first two-thirds of the game. But Fort Loramie simply with too much athleticism, size, and perimeter shooting tonight against Covington, which lacks a big man or two on the interior, that's for sure. But I tell you what, Covington's come a long way over the course of the season. We saw the Buccaneers early in the schedule against Lehman Catholic, and Covington's gelled. I know doesn't sound like that's possible for a 6-16 team. Played in the Three Rivers Conference, which was no slouch, but Covington has improved since we saw the Buccaneers play over 2 months ago. That is for certain. And if Fort Loramie relaxed a little bit there during that second quarter slump, Covington got right back in the game, cut it to 4 briefly, but then Fort Loramie had the jets to turn it on in the third and fourth periods when the Redskins needed to do so.
Well, Covington scored 6 points in the first quarter. That was a tough start for them. But Loramie scored 29 points in the fourth quarter with most of their starters sitting. But, boy, Holster had a heck of a game. Maurer had a heck of a game. They played very, very well.
Talking individual scoring for Covington, they were led by the sophomore Tanner Paulsgrove. I like him a lot. 15, he is my Clancy's player of the game. They also got double figures out of Britton Miller. On the other side, Loramie, 21 out of Caleb Maurer, 16 for Ethan Kaiser, 14 for Ryan Holscher, 12 for Austin Plyman. What a four-man group that is turning into.
Talents.
And then for my Clancy's players of the game, I could give it to Caleb every night he plays, and Kaiser had a trick. So I'm going to go with Holscher. I thought he was terrific tonight. He had an 8-point fourth quarter. And then Austin Plyman, just getting better and better and better. And those are my Clancy's players for the Redskins.
Yeah, Fort Loramie displaying super balance tonight in winning 79-51 over Covington. Clancy's Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
78-54, the final score. We stand corrected. 78-54, Fort Loramie wins by 24 tonight over Covington after Jackson Center won easily and after Ansonia clipped Bradford by 15. So Fort Loramie now plays Ansonia next Thursday night, 7:30. Bodkins and Lehman hook up in a match on Tuesday at 7:30. Jackson Center goes up against Triad, I believe, in the first game on Tuesday night. Let me check my bracket, Chuck.
No, I think Roosie plays Triad.
Yeah, I think that is correct.
I think Jackson plays Fairlawn.
I'm sorry, you're exactly correct.
Okay.
Yeah, Roosie, Triad, Jackson, Center, Fairlawn in the other two games played at the early slots on Tuesday and Thursday. Bodkins Lehman in the second game on Tuesday, and Fort Loramie Ansonia in the second game on Thursday. Those two second games that tip at 7:30 with a 7 o'clock airtime are the contests we will cover. New sponsor I'd like to mention before we close out tonight, Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Pickwood, and Troy since 1922. We've got what you need at Mutual Federal. Whether you are looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today. Get started by visiting MutualFederal.com, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Pickwin, Troy since 1922, member FDIC, equal housing lender. Really pleased to have aboard Mutual Federal here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Chuck enjoyed it. A nice win for Fort Loramie. And the Redskins will have to play even better against Ansonia next Thursday night. No question about it. Our next coverage here on ScoresBroadcast.com is not until Tuesday night. We've got Bodkins and Lehman right back here at Piqua. Airtime at 7, tip-off at 7:30. Should be a very good game. More than likely, best game of the tournament up through next Tuesday. It should be a tussle, a lot of size on the floor.
On paper, it should be a heck of a game, and it would be, I wish we could go do the girls' sectional finals at Sydney, but we can't get a spot in the gym to be able to do the game, so we'll see them, we'll see two Shelby County teams down in Troy next Saturday.
Right, 1 week from this afternoon, we've got games for you at 11 and 3. I believe that's the unofficial schedule. 11 and 3 Shelby County clubs would play next Saturday in district championship games in girls D4 at Troy. Of course, the actual pairings to be determined. We've got sectional finals on Monday at Sydney, as you alluded, Fort Loramie Jackson Center and Rushi and Bodkins. Thanks so much to our online audience here tonight. Thanks to Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering at Jackson Center. An easy winner in game one. And Sonia, in an entertaining game, beat Bradford by 15. And Fort Loramie pulls away to down Covington 78-54 in our finale. For you, the listener, our online audience on scoresbroadcast.com, to Chuck, thanks so much. Jack Kramer saying good night from here at Piqua. Fort Loramie 78, Covington 54.
This ScoresBroadcast.com high school sports presentation was brought to you by these 12 anchor sponsors. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection. AAG Inc. is the industry's clear choice. Airstream in Jackson Center, expand your career. Join the growing team now at Airstream. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A, your number one insurance agency in the region. Barker, for sure. Clancy's Restaurant on Wapakoneta Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture, priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. Lacow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution. New and used machines, parts, and service. Schnipple Construction in Bodkins. Building excellence. I'll bet you didn't know. Schnipple builds Marriott's and Holiday Inns. SecureCom in Minster. SecureCom. Online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. And the Sydney Daily News with the most read sports page around. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores. S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports. We thank you for listening.